Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a getaway Friday morning, Friday, November the 3rd, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. And, I guess I should start this way. First of all, we might have a little bit of technical difficulty this morning, and I'm going to explain that momentarily. Yeah, see? Hold on. Well, there we go. Okay, I think we're where we need to be now. What is exciting to you? Well, I'll tell you what's exciting to us. All week I've been alluding that there's going to be a big announcement, and we're going to have new things going on here at WGH Talk. Well, I can tell you that the big announcement is, today for the first time we are broadcasting from our brand new studios, and that is tremendously exciting for everybody out there listening. So if we have audio issues, let us know, because we have made some adjustments on the soundboard because of the size of the room, also the wall-to-wall carpeting we have in here and the ceiling tile, which does change the calibration of the microphone. Now, you cannot call us right now because we do have internet service, obviously. You can message us if you're online to let us know if we sound okay, or if we sound better than we did last week when we were in the old studio. The line is being run here for the telephone lines. We have the internet line run, but the telephone lines have not been run. So that's the big announcement. It's exciting to be in a new studio, in a new building, and we're off and running. And Matt Morgan joins me here this morning for this inaugural broadcast. Matt, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Now let's make sure your microphone is working as well. Okay. Keep talking.
Waking up at 8 is a little different than what I usually wake up at. I usually wake up at around like 12
1, one in the afternoon.
Yeah, 12, I heard
1 in the
12
afternoon.
To 1.
So getting up at 7 to be here at 8 is a little early.
Yeah.
Now, for people who might not understand the new studio, and again, tell us how we sound. You can't call in, but we'll hopefully have that fixed before the morning's up. But in any event, you can message us on the internet or send us an email at scott@wwgh1071.com. How do Matt and I sound? Do we sound better than we did at the old studio? Do we sound worse? Are we sounding okay this morning? Now, Matt, here we are in the new studio. What do you think?
I think it's nice. I mean, I think, at least from the quality in my headphones, it sounds pretty good.
Now, does it sound better or worse than the old studio?
I think it sounds better.
Well, the reason for that is, and it's always been the case, the old studio had hardwood floors. Hardwood floors are not good for radio because sound bounces off of hardwood floors. Now, we did have an area rug over there, but that can only do so much. And also here, when you enter this building, you're not entering the studio from outside. So a lot of that noise is gone, as well as you shouldn't hear ambulances and police cars because we are nowhere near the road. So there's that. But here we are, off and running. First broadcast. Again, let us know how we sound. That's what we want to know. So, I'd about give you the phone number, which I can't do because we don't have... I'm Pavlov's dog. We don't have telephone service yet, but hopefully that will come as time goes along today. As the Christmas tree's in the middle of the floor right now, as we try to get the lines hooked up. But I think it'll be fine. Okay, Dinner with the Presidents is this weekend. I don't know if there are any seating availabilities left for this or not. Saturday, November 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All occasions catering and banquet facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road in Waldo, Ohio. But you can call the Historical Society, see if they have anything left, 740-387-4255 at this late date. I'm not sure if they will or not, but 740-387-4255. And I will be at Dinner with the Presidents tomorrow night. Now tell me, because I talked to this, I talked about this with callers the other night. What I said was, I did not attend last year's Dinners with the Presidents. And normally I do attend this event. And it's kind of an offhanded remark. I said, the company this year will be much better than the company was 2 years ago, because I just don't think they understood the event. I don't think they were interested in the presidents. I don't think they got what the event was about. I just don't think they understood. So, is that a knock? Is that a negative thing to say?
By the company, do you mean, like, the people running the business, or, like...
No, the people I was with. The person that I was with that night.
Oh, okay.
I didn't think that was a negative thing to say, but I guess some people did. I didn't say the name. I didn't say who it was, but I didn't think that was all that negative.
I mean, I don't think so. I think it just provides a reason as to why they wouldn't have liked it or didn't like it as much as you would.
Right, and I think this year the people I will be with are people who understand this and would like an event like this. That's all I meant by it. I think people are a little too sensitive, which I think leads into this whole topic. Why are people so sensitive? Mary's asking where our new location is. Mary, we're going to announce that maybe before the day is over. We haven't announced it yet because we're really not ready for anybody to stop by. Not that people would stop by, but that does tend to happen when we announce the new studio location. As soon as we're ready for people to stop by, we will let you know. But how are we sounding this morning? Same as the old location? Better? Do we sound good this morning? Are we listenable to? Let us know, and again, we can't take any phone calls at the current time. Hopefully, that will be different as the day progresses. So, is it negative?
I don't think so. I think that, it, like I said before, it just provides a reason as to why that person didn't like it as much as most people usually do.
Now, do you think people are too sensitive?
I think so, yeah.
Well, here is why I lead into the too sensitive topic, because I did an interview on Wednesday morning. Well, this actually goes back to last week. Last week, I did an interview with the superintendent of River Valley Schools in regard to the levy that's coming up next Tuesday. And I did this interview, and it was shared. A lot of people listened to it, got a lot of positive feedback. Everything was fine. And then on Wednesday, I did an interview with Cody Higley, who is running for the River Valley School Board. And the backlash on this is continuing even as we speak. A matter of fact, let me check this out here. Last I checked, and this was posted on Wednesday afternoon to the internet. Right now, that interview has 57 comments and 2 shares. And of these 57 comments, basically you have, first it was people attacking Cody. Now, they weren't attacking him. Well, some were attacking him directly. I can't say that they weren't. Some were attacking his financial record. Some were attacking his facts. And some were just attacking the facts without using his name. And then some people who support him got involved and said, well, this is a bunch of BS. So a message just came in a few minutes ago that brought it up to 57. They're arguing for 2 days about this thing. And it made me think that when Mr. Wickham came on last week and talked about the levy, it wasn't a big deal. There were no negative comments. But when somebody comes on and speaks critically of the district, big comments, big fights. Now, why is that? Because here's what I don't understand. If you don't want to vote for him, don't vote for him. Why do you got to attack him?
What do you mean by attacking the district?
Well, he didn't attack it in a heavy way, but basically, River Valley wants these 2 levies passed on Tuesday. And Cody, during the interview, said that one was something he would probably vote for. He didn't feel it was perfect, but he felt it was doable. The other one, he would not vote for. And I think that brought out the rage.
Because he said he wouldn't vote for a River Valley levy?
And he's running for River Valley School Board. Mary, by the way, says we're sounding good. Thank you, Mary. Both of us sounding good and normal, and nobody's overpowering each other at this point. Let us know. No, you can't do that. See, Pavlov's dog. Message us on the internet.
What was the question?
Are you awake yet?
Roughly.
Roughly. because this man who is running for River Valley School Board does not support one of the levies and called the other levy flawed, even though he said he would vote for it. That's basically what they're attacking him on.
I mean, it seems to me that he knows the details, or at least he thinks he knows the details of the levy that's going to, or of the levies, I guess, that are they're heading to vote. But so if I mean, I think if he says that one of them is flawed and he's worth I don't know. That's I feel like that's just his opinion. I don't know why people are getting so
Well, I think because we put him on the air, and I think because he's running for that position. It would kind of be, and this is not as dramatic, but it would kind of be like a Democrat running for office, but then saying, I'm pro-life. I think Democrats would get angry with that. It would be the same as a Republican running for a high office and then saying, I'm pro-choice.
I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like like that big of a deal to me. I don't think...
Didn't seem like it to me either, but I did not think that was going to be the interview that got all the feedback. We've interviewed Glenn Coble. He was on yesterday morning. No big deal with that. We had on Wickham. No big deal there. We had on the mayor. No big deal there. We had on the auditor. That got some feedback, but it wasn't anything online like this levy thing.
I think people really are just like if it's got to do with money, they love it.
Yeah, but what? Why the negativity? Why the negativity?
I assume a lot of the people who are negative probably have kids who go to River Valley and
want I understand
the levies
that.
Passed.
I understand that you want the levies passed. I don't disagree with that at all. But this is a voter in that district. This is a guy running for school board. Again, it's your choice. Don't vote for him, and I don't think you're going to convince him to vote for that levy, and you're not going to convince a lot of people in that district to vote for that levy, by the way. They just, I guess, were not given interview time.
I mean, I don't know. I think it went a little, got a little crazy there.
Well, I'll tell you the problem I had. You can criticize his facts, I guess, if you want to do that. But when you start criticizing his financial record, then I think you're getting personal.
Like his financial record?
Yeah, because I think he's worked in banking. And he mentioned that on the air, and then they went after his banking record and how he obtained his facts and things like that.
So... Are they, like, saying he lied, or is he just showing, like, I guess, according to them, like, flawed statistics? Or...
Is he... the River Valley thing?
Yeah.
I think he said it's not... It wasn't done the way he'd want. Well, Adam, who can't call in... Adam, we're working on it. Does have a comment that he would like to share here. Let's see here. Let's get to the... I don't believe Republican means non-pro-choice. Non-pro-choice. What does that mean? Pro-choice means
pro-life.
So he's not saying pro-life for some reason, but it's pro-choice. Okay, non-pro-choice is the terminology used. And vice versa. I am independent, but am similar in many ways to a liberal Republican. For example, Barbara Bush. She was clearly pro-choice, but stood by her husband as a Republican. Of course, I'm an independent libertarian, but I think that's too much of a conclusion. Again, please air. Well, there it is, Adam. The difference between what I'm saying, Adam, is Barbara Bush did not run for any political office, and had she run for a political office, she would not have won as a Republican being pro-choice. I don't believe there's ever been a pro-choice Republican president, and even Barbara Bush had to keep that a secret until the very end of George Bush's presidency, and George Bush was pro-life. So... No, by Barbara Bush, if she'd have said that as a Republican, no, she would not have been elected. And go back in time, when she did say it, her husband did not get reelected, and it was not a popular saying. And in every interview they asked her about it, she had to say, I agree with George on 99% of it. I mean, she had to walk it back many, many times while he was president. He doesn't use the term pro-life. That's why he said the other. That's a big issue coming Tuesday, but anyway, what do you make of all that?
To your knowledge, I don't know. Has there ever been a Republican who ran on a pro-choice platform?
Certainly not in modern times. Rudy Giuliani said he was pro-choice when he ran, and he got blown out of the primaries about as quickly as you can.
I mean, that's rough.
Well, when it's in the party's platform, it's kind of hard to go the other way.
Yeah, but I don't see any way that each and every one of the people in the Republican or Democrat Party agree with 100% of the issues that align with Democrat or Republican.
I don't think 100%, but I think there are big hallmark issues in those parties that you cannot go against. And abortion is one of those. Gun control is another one of those, because there are lobbies. And you have to keep a certain percentage of the voting public. And if you say that you are pro-choice, a lot of people who tend to vote Republican probably are not going to vote for you.
So, who do you think they would vote for if they aren't going to vote for a Republican who says he's pro-choice?
I think they would do what they did in 2016 when a lot of people did not want to vote for Donald Trump, who were Republican. They either said they plugged their nose and voted for Hillary Clinton, or they wrote in a name.
Well, he still won.
Well, he did still win, but he was pro-life.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is Adam wants another comment in here. The parties have become so diametrically opposed, but if you were to take everything, I believe in most check marks would be Republican. But I'm extremely pro-choice, but up until the time of birth, I think abortion is wrong, except in for example, cases of rape. But it's none of my business to make a decision for a woman. As I say, I am pro-choice and I am anti-mask. Well, that's shocking. I didn't know Adam was anti-mask. How would we know that? And again, there you go. So, but my point is, why was Cody Higley attacked was beyond me. Again, I don't understand. If you don't like somebody, just don't vote for them. Can they really do you that much damage? Because here's what I think. I think they gave him a lot of attention.
I just don't see the purpose in... I mean, it's kind of that. Like, it's like the old saying, like, all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, I think that's what they did. They took a guy who did an interview, who's running for school board, which is not a very high-level position, and you took his interview and you made it the most viewed thing on our Facebook page and our website in the past week. So you gave him all the attention. You gave him far more attention than he could have ever gotten.
What do you think, like, the goal was to accomplish by
attacking him?
Yeah.
I think people want the levies passed. They feel there's a good chance that they're not going to be passed, even though I don't think they would admit that publicly. And what are you going to do? You don't want to hear anybody out there, especially somebody who's running to represent your school board, saying, don't vote for this.
Why are there two separate levies?
One is a property tax continuation and a bond issue wrapped into one, and then the other is an income tax.
So what's the bond issue?
I think it's just something that was When the schools were rebuilt, they passed an issue, I think it was a bond and a property tax, that has expired, or is set to expire.
So they just want to, basically re-sign it.
Yeah. But people don't want to see their property taxes go up. People don't want to see their income tax go up. Who live in that district? So that's what you're fighting against.
If it was a continuation, wouldn't the property taxes not go up because you were already paying into that levy?
Right, but the homeowner is saying, well, this is going to fall off, so I won't have to pay this anymore, so my property taxes will go down.
I don't know.
Plus, homes, I think, are assessing higher now than... I'm sure they are assessing higher now than they were 20 years ago. So it is going to be at a higher amount.
Yeah.
But maybe you're making more money than you did. The problem with school levies, as I've said, number one, open enrollment. When you have, which Mr. Wickham said, when you have over 400 students who are open enrolled in River Valley, that means over 400 sets of parents do not vote for that levy because they don't live in the district. So that's number one problem. Number two problem is people who don't have kids who attend that school and people who are on fixed incomes tend not to vote for those things. And when you have high voter turnout, that's bad. And we certainly are going to have high voter turnout on Tuesday.
Why does River Valley have such a high number of open-enrolled people?
I think because it's a popular school. I think a lot of people from the city schools go there. I think a lot of people from Ridgedale have went there. I think that's where the big influx is from. You know, when you think about it, Harding is less than, 3 miles from River Valley High School? They're very close.
Yeah, right down 309 there.
So it's not hard to open enroll your kid over there.
Or 95, not 309. But, I don't know, I didn't...
By the way, sound is fine. Not really a difference, but very good, and Matt is clear. Well, that's good, so we made the transition. I'm not going to adjust the soundboard settings while we're in here, which I probably could do now, being in a room that's carpeted. But as time goes on...
When I went to school at River Valley, a lot of the people I know who switched schools or things like that said that they had preferred their the schools they went to now as opposed to River Valley.
So they like getting away from River Valley.
Yeah.
So you're not a proponent of River Valley.
Correct.
Okay, and why is that? So you're gonna get hate here.
I mean, that's fine.
We can't take calls today, though, so maybe you won't get any hate.
Just sometimes you have the unpopular opinion. I just think that, when I went there, I didn't like it. And when I graduated from, I guess, both River Valley and Tri-Rivers, but I chose to go to Tri-Rivers because when Tri-Rivers came in and did the whole thing, I was like, man, 2 years of not coming here? Tri-Rivers can't be worse than River Valley. And it wasn't. I actually enjoyed.
But what was the problem with River Valley?
I just didn't like the people there. They had gotten rid of a few things. They were looking at getting rid of more things, but I think the levy passed that year. It was just not good.
Now, you are not voting. Or are you voting this year?
I do believe I registered to vote too late for this coming
election.
So you
can't vote.
So I can't vote this one.
But interestingly enough, you live in the River Valley District.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you could have voted, how would you have voted on these two issues?
I don't know. I'd have to, read more into the levies. What percentages are, changing here?
I don't know if the percentages are changing. I just think some are about to fall off and some new ones are about to come on.
So
the income tax, I think, was 1%.
I mean, 1%'s not much. I mean, I'd probably vote in favor of the 1%. I'd have to look around, but I'd probably vote in favor of one and not the other, like that man said. You don't need two whole levies.
Well, you know what? I don't know. You'd have to go back and listen to Mr. Wickham. He laid it all out there. So, by the way, this weekend's daylight savings time for anybody who cares. You get an extra hour's sleep on Saturday night, actually going into Sunday is when it happens. So at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, you fall back an hour, and you gain an extra hour. But, of course, that means it'll be getting dark at, like, 5 o'clock. But you'll have some daylight in the morning for a while, up through probably mid-December. So, you know?
That's not... I mean, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Nope. It'll be cold.
Well, it's winter.
Yeah.
It's coming, December 21st. Well, who knows, with the solstices and all these things they do, they like to move that all around. Let's see here. Fruitcake toss coming up soon. We've got an actual Claxton fruitcake in the studio right now because they're selling like crazy. We're going to announce the date of that, hopefully in the very near future. Top 10 list today. We've got one for this morning's show and one for this evening's show. What do you make of the elections next week in general? We've got issue one, which is huge, abortion. Issue two, which is huge, recreational marijuana. We've got a big mayoral race. First time we're going to elect a new mayor in 16 years. We've got these very hotly contested River Valley levies. We've got city council races going on. We've got River Valley School Board. There's some Marion City School Board. All kinds of stuff going on Tuesday night. And by the way, we'll start at 7:15 on this station, and we'll not break away until all the races are called.
That's gonna be a busy night.
Fun night.
Yeah?
So, and we got people galore that night. Matt will be at the Board of Elections. Pastor Craig will be at Republican headquarters. Linda Sims will be at Democratic headquarters. In the studio, Carrington Nelson will be here. We will have Sean and Terry and Glenn will be here listening to the results come in. I believe Mary Ellen will be here. Bill Collins will be calling in, win or lose. And possibly a couple other guests. We're waiting to firm that up.
You got a whole loaded schedule there.
It's good. Well, we're going to be on for a while, so it's going to be loaded. All that being said, how do you feel about the issues?
Like support, not a support, not support.
Yeah, as we run down here with 5 days left to go, even though you can't vote.
I would vote in favor of abortion rights. I would vote in favor of recreational marijuana. The mayor race is kind of scary because there's no, I guess, I don't want to say, you know, there's no qualified person because, I mean, I guess they both met the qualifications, just there's no experience in either of them, so that's kind of rough. The levies, like I said, I think I'd vote for one but not the other. I think, is that it? I mean, this is something...
Those are pretty much the big ones, and there's some city councils and school board races.
Yeah.
But, so you're up in the air on the mayoral race. You wouldn't be voting for that anyway.
Yeah,
but just from what you've heard, you're still up in the air on it.
Yeah.
Now, if you had to plug your nose and vote for one of them, who would it be?
I don't know. That's hard. See, because if I'm being honest with you, I don't really like either of them.
Don't like either of them.
Well, in terms of as people, they're nice people. Just in terms of politicians, I don't know.
So what's the turnoff for Bill Collins? Not as a person, but as a politician.
I don't really know anything about him. Also, he's a former police chief. There's another thing. And then there's... I had a whole other reason, too, but I can't think of it now.
Well, what are the turnoffs to Glenn Coble?
Glenn... I don't... Glenn just... I don't know that he has any, like... I want to say that, like, Chief of Police is more, I guess, experienced than what Glenn has. I know Glenn ran for state rep, though, so that's, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Well, I just want to say Cody Higley is out there listening this morning, and I thank you, Cody, for being out there and listening, and he just sent us a statement, so we'll address, we're going to read the statement as it is. So here you go, out there in River Valley. Public school districts rely on a hierarchy of checks and balances in order to maintain accountability. Teachers over students, administration over teachers, school board over administration, and voters over school board. Thus, the school board plays a key role in balancing the interest of the school and the district's residents. A school board member is accountable to all district residents and stakeholders. The backlash comes from the usual suspects, who are almost exclusively administration and other staff who have a vested financial interest in maintaining their control of the district and do not want sunlight to disinfect their setup. I firmly support the kids, but I also support the taxpayers, just as a school board member should. And that's from Cody Higley, who's out there listening. Cody, boy, I wish you could call in so we could hear your thoughts on this whoop-de-doo that has happened since Wednesday. So, I guess he's saying basically the status quo is attacking him.
I mean, I think that, that sounded nice, very composed there.
So you felt what?
I just thought it sounded nice, very composed.
Very composed.
He made it, he put it in a formal fashion.
Oh, Cody.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm glad he's a listener, and I did not know that he was a regular listener till the other morning, and I certainly appreciate him doing that. So there we go. Thank you, Cody. I appreciate the feedback, because I think it needed to be addressed. Because when you're getting that much feedback on Facebook, and people are listening to it on the website, and they are listening to the interview, I feel that we should address it in a live broadcast. I don't feel we should let something like that just go.
What's the difference between...
You got to stop one word answering me. Because I'm trying to read people's comments and you give me one word and then...
What's the difference between...
If you're sending me messages, don't expect me to read them quickly because Matt's giving me one words here and I don't have time to turn and read them.
What's the difference between addressing them and just letting them go?
Addressing... We got three words there, I think. What was it?
Well, what's the difference between addressing, like, the comments and or just not?
From our perspective?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I think if you don't address them, you act like nothing happened. And if you do address them, you're pointing out that they're... was something that happened. It's part of the story. I mean, we've got a continuation of this story. You had the superintendent on. He gave his thoughts. You had Cody on. He gave his thoughts. And Cody's thoughts got an interesting whiplash. And I think that it all happened on this station. Now, if it didn't happen here, it probably would not be something that I'd be interested in talking about unless it was reported somewhere else. But I think you do... if it happens on your watch, I think you bring it up.
I mean...
If the station catches on fire, I think you report it.
Yeah. I just... What's the... How do I put it? What's the goal? Are we just to... Man, I'm gonna knock that thing off one of these days. just to bring more to like a just discussion.
Well, it's a talk show.
Yeah.
Much like the comment I made about the thing 2 years ago at dinner with the presidents, having a drippy companion that night. I think all people do that at work. They go in the morning and they talk over, you know, oh, this person's this, this person's that. Did you see that TV show last night? It stunk. Did you see that movie? Don't go to that restaurant. The only difference is there's a microphone in front of my face when I do it. That's the only difference.
I see. Okay. I mean, fair enough, I suppose.
What would you have talked about this morning? 5 days out from a big election.
I'm not sure. I probably would have talked about... I probably would see what's going up with going on with Mike Johnson. I ain't heard about him since he's been put in the speaker position. I'd probably... I don't know, just things like that. Probably see what's going on with... a few weeks ago in the newspaper, I read that there's a vote coming up to allow... what's it called? When they take, like, a fracking, to allow fracking or, like, oil drilling on, state parks in Columbus. I would see, I'd probably check up on that. I ain't heard about that since the newspaper.
Well, that's an interesting topic. I don't know. We are getting support out here for Glenn in the mayoral candidate slot. So that's nice to see. And listenership is high this morning, I hear.
That's good.
So let's not kill it.
I mean...
We've got Pastor Whitaker coming up at 9:15 this morning, and we've got... you and I will be back at 10:15. Then we've got Pastor Craig at 11. Pastor Craig, myself, and you will be available 12:15 to 1, and then 1:15 will be Study His Word with Pastor Craig today. All live here from the new studio, and then tonight, you, I, and Carrington will be live 8:15 to 10.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a day.
Solid lineup.
All from the new studio.
You know, I like it in here. Nice and...
I told you. When you first walked in here, you said, well, what's that all about? Now, isn't it more... It's more intimate. It's more comfy, don't you think?
Yeah. It's smaller, but I think it definitely fits better than the whole property that we had before.
Which was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked. I mean, I don't say anything negative about any studio we've ever been in. I just think when you do radio work, when you start out in radio, you tend to work in smaller studios that have soundproofing, and houses a lot of times are just not conducive for that.
I mean, that's understandable.
But here we are, regardless. So the elections are coming up, and we'll see how that all shakes out on Tuesday. And, you know what I did want to say? I wanted to say something nice since we've had all this interesting backlash as of late over the Cody interview and things that I say and so on and so forth. You know, there are nice people out there. Now, I'm also, let's see. Have we heard any more about why the airplane crashed here in Marion? No, I don't think we have. That comes from Mary out, Mary listening. Yeah. The other day, we had a plane crash in Marion. Two people were killed. And it's horrible. It's just horrible.
I did not know there was a plane crash.
Didn't you hear Buckeye Guy talking about that the other night?
We talked about so much.
We talked about a lot of stuff the other night. That is for sure.
It was a good day.
That was a good taping. We had them all here. Carrington showed up. Weasel Boy was here. Buckeye Guy was here. Mary Ellen was here. The whole gang. Yashan was here. Which I appreciate, and we got three good tapings out of that, and two of them I think are available on YouTube. Just search Exchange Scott Spears or Scott Spears Now, and you should get those latest episodes on YouTube.
They're good.
How's our video coming along?
I do believe it's basically done. I was gonna I copied the video so I could. Now I have two of the same video. I was just going to use one to, like, I guess, practice edit with. There's a whole lot of features on the app that I haven't used yet, but I'll probably just try to, you know, practice around with that. But other than that, the video is done. I do believe so.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And we'll be releasing that on YouTube very soon, and all the other platforms. Why don't you tell people who are interested in the other platforms we have now because of you?
So I have made WGH Talk and Instagram. So there's an Instagram page now.
Which I have nothing to do with. No. I wouldn't even know how to get on there.
I'll have to help you set up a whole Instagram page.
That'll be a highlight. And then we kind of have a TikTok. Kinda, it's mine, but there's not a whole lot on there because I don't understand that whole thing either. How do the TikTok videos happen? Like, I watch other people's TikTok videos and it's like cuts and music behind them. They're not doing that. How's that happening?
I don't know. I don't use TikTok. I don't think I've ever made a video on TikTok.
I think that's strange.
I mean, I do believe you could just pick a song that you want, and then it'll like play in the background.
Yeah, but there's always like these cuts in the video. They're not sitting at a video editor. These things are all being done on phones.
I don't know how they. Maybe there's like a pause option or something. Because if there's a
delete the pauses.
No, because if you, like, so say you, like, I guess, recorded from one side of your face to the other and then paused it, and you could just record one side of your face to the other again, and it'll just be, like, a loop. And it won't look like your head ever came back.
Well, that could be.
So, like, it could be something like that, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You know, Cody, if we ever get the phones up and running, maybe we'll get you to call in this morning and just give us a few minutes on this whole backlash, other than your statement, because I felt it was interesting, to say the least.
The levies.
The levies.
What's the one that is being continued? How long did that run?
You know, I don't have the information in front of me, but somewhere around 20 years.
Nice.
I think it was from the building of the new schools until now.
When were the new schools built?
2003, I believe.
Oh.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. We might talk about this more in the 10 o'clock hour. But nice people, and I'm not going to mention any nice people's names right now either, because if I'm not going to say the negative names, why say the nice names? But, you know, there are so many nice people who do nice things. And I was reminded of that yesterday because yesterday I had to go in for a little treatment that happens every 2 months. And one of the things that goes along with that is they give me a Benadryl, so I don't have an allergic reaction to it. So they give me Benadryl, and they give me an abnormal amount of Benadryl, because the first time I had this treatment, I did have an allergic reaction to it. So they give me a lot of this Benadryl, and I'm just wiped out after I have it. So I had it yesterday morning, like 10:30, 11 o'clock, I think I had it. So I tried to take a nap yesterday, but I did not have much time. And I ended up somewhere yesterday with somebody else, and I was really kind of zonked out. And I think they kind of had the impression that I was kind of zonked out yesterday. And just went out of their way to be nice, asked how I was doing, and went and bought me a pop and some combos.
Nice.
So, people do nice acts, and I don't want to pretend like I'm only criticizing people. There's a plus, and I'm not going to tell you who that was either, but there are nice people. And I know there are a lot of people who would do stuff like that.
I mean, I agree with you. I think that people are better than most people make people out to be.
Give them credit for.
Yeah.
Give them credit for. I think you're right. All right, we've got 30 seconds here. Do want to remind you, Pastor Whitaker's coming up at 9:15 this morning. Then we've got Matt back with us at 10:15, Pastor Craig at 11:15, the three of us for Exchange Club at 12:15, and then Pastor Craig for Study His Word at 1:15, and then Carrington, Matt, I'm not sure if Sean's going to be back tonight or not. We'll see at 8:15 to 10 p.m. tonight.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's